This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
David Jenkins, thank you so much. Here on Sports Saturday, this will be our boys' soccer preview show today, and we will also be talking with certified athletic trainer Melissa Van Giesen as we get ramped up here for the fall season. Next Saturday, of course, will be our football preview show with Football Friday set for less than 2 weeks from today, the 27th. The high school football season will kick off here in 2021. Now, the soccer season and the volleyball seasons, they will begin the week of the 23rd. So a week from Monday, we will have volleyball and boys soccer going on across the state. Coming up this morning, we're going to catch up with Hillsborough boys soccer coach Jason Burke in just a moment. Lincolnwood head coach Joe Webb is on the way at about 9:20. Tim Johnson joins the program at 9:30. And then we will have Chris Bates, the new Litchfield coach, in studio with us around 9:45, and Melissa Van Giesen also will be in studio coming up later on in the hour here on Sports Saturday. Happy to be joined on the phone right now by our buddy Jason Burke. Burkey, good morning, bud. How you doing?
Doing well. You guys hear me okay?
Hey, I can hear you fine. You are at the track. Give us the details.
We are at the Brickyard 400 this weekend. So, yeah, they're getting ready to start practice right now. So it might get a little bit loud, but I'm on the infield, so I can hear you okay.
The infield. Man, you must have some connections now.
No. They let anybody over in here,
okay.
Obviously.
Okay. Hey, we love the ambience, though. That's what Terry Tote used to always talk about. Like, when you're at a ball game, people would come up and say, I'll try to be quiet when they were sitting by us. He's like, no, be loud, be rowdy. We want people to know that you're there.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun to hear the vroom, vroom going around here.
Yeah, this is our last hurrah for the summer. So we got a chance to come over with a couple of our friends, so we're going to do it.
And, Jason, just talk before we get into, to soccer talk. Family, so important. It's the cornerstone of everything that you do.
Yeah, right. So, before I do anything else, I got to say hi to Camden and Rena because I promised I would. So, Daddy made it, and we're having a good time, and we'll see you tomorrow.
good deal. And, Jason, just from a soccer guy's perspective, it has to just be nice to be back at home in the fall.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be great. It was such a crazy year last year, but, we made it all work, school districts and, boards and, IHSA and all that. They did what was best interest for everybody, and they made it work. And, we got a lot of people to thank for that. And, our guys cooperated with the masks at school. They cooperated with the masks on the bus. We were one of the one teams that wasn't touched by anything like that, so we were really, really fortunate with that. But, the guys wanted to play, and the guys said, hey, I'm going to do what I can to be as, have as much of a normal season as I can. So that was important, and I'm glad for the guys, because they were worried for a long time. So.
And I've heard, from coaches across every sport that the kids really weren't that bothered by the masks last year, but it is nice as an outdoor sport now, you don't got to do that when they play.
Yeah, that's going to be nice. Now, we still do it on the bus. We'll be expected to wear them on the bus and all that kind of thing. But, other than that, I think we should be in good shape. The kids, they want it to be as normal as possible. So I think they bought into that. And you guys know as well as I do, things could change in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we're going to do what we need to do to keep it open and do what we have to do. So, yeah.
Jason, we know that the kids last year, especially at our small public schools, all the sports jammed into that short window. It was a lot. As you went through your summer work and you get set here now, you've had your early season practices. What's the energy level? What's the mood?
They're glad to be back. We graduated our two-time all-conference first team goalie, which was a hole to fill with Shaw Riggs. Of course, graduated Frankie Pasquale, who's been a two-year starter for us. And then Colin Butler, who was a big key coming off the bench for us. And we were, we had some question marks. But we upped our off-season stuff a little bit. We did two nights a week, open fields. And then there would be some of the older guys calling and saying, Coach, you care if we take a few of the young guys out? And I'm like, you don't even have to ask. You just do. So we got a great group of senior leadership that's just really been ready to get to work. So,
Jason, where are your numbers at? Have you seen a pretty consistent turnout here over the last several years?
Yes, very fortunate. We're actually going to have 26 this year. So that's going to be incredible. That's actually one of my highest numbers ever since I've been there. And this is my 17th year, so that's pretty cool that that we've got that many. So.
17 years? It's been that long?
It's been that long, yeah. You think they'd have found a better option by now. But
well, you keep winning, Jason. You're winning too much now.
I guess. We're 9 wins away from 200 for the career, so that was pretty cool. I've just been so fortunate to have the guys that I've had. And of course, you know, our youth league is second to none. So I've literally been handed teams of, you know, 8 or 9 guys that are ready for varsity play every year. And my assistant coach, Matt Lentz, he's been involved with the young guys, in the junior high age. And of course, Dave Mattson, even third and fourth grade with Allie Luckett and Kristen Huber and those guys. It's just been, I've been getting, you know, healthy numbers every year. So it's hard not to be, you know, really excited to get going because we're just, you know, these guys are ready to play high school soccer, you know, in 7th and 8th grade. So been really fortunate. So.
And, you know, soccer for a long time has really started at a real young age. You know, it used to be in basketball, if you were going by 5th or 6th grade, that was early. Now it's 2nd and 3rd grade. But that's always been kind of one of the tenets of soccer is kids get into it at a really young age.
Yeah. And you know, with Brad Limbaugh, whenever he started Happy Feet here in Hillsboro, you know, you had 2- and 3-year-olds going out there and just having a blast. And, you know, they were getting a taste for it really, really young and it was sticking, you know. And, you know, as a little guy, you try a lot of different things and maybe it didn't stick, but it seems like soccer is really stuck. And, you know, you go by the sports complex on a Saturday and a Sunday afternoon and, you know, it's packed. So, yeah. Pretty incredible.
Talking with Jason Burke, the Hillsboro Boys soccer coach. And Jason, talk to us a little bit about maybe your expectations or goals for the upcoming season here.
Well, we've got a great group of seniors. Leadership is at an all-time high. These guys have been starting varsity for 4 years. And guys like Ethan Lentz and Devin Spicer, you know, Aiden Brewer, Gavin McKeith, those guys, you know, just coming off, you know, a short spring season and then turning around and coming in. And it's almost like we didn't really have an off season, you know. So
it does feel like one big season in a lot of ways, probably.
It really does. And, you know, and Coach Lentz and I were talking about that earlier, and it's just one of those deals where it almost benefits us because we didn't really have that lull, you know. We went from one season right into the next, and, you know, we've got seniors and juniors that – you know, are ready to go, you know, already. So I kind of feel like it's going to be a benefit to everybody in the area to not have that long season off, you know. So.
Jason, thank you so much for your time this morning. Now, who you got in the race? Who you going with?
I'm going Brad Keselowski tomorrow for sure. Hopefully Joseph Newgarden in the IndyCar race today. But, Team Penske, if any one of those guys for Team Penske can do it, then it'll be a good weekend.
So all right.
It'll be a good weekend regardless, but, yeah, we're having a good time.
Thanks. So, Jason Burke's a Penske man.
Yeah, thank you, man.
All right, thanks, Jason. And we thank very much Jason Burke, the Hillsboro boys soccer coach. And, David, there's a Seinfeld line in there. You're not Penske material.
Yeah, love it. I don't know anything about Penske, but that is, yeah.
That's obviously one of the elite racing names.
Right.
That there is, but that's going to be some fun up there.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to a NASCAR event, and I can't sit down and watch it on television and watch them turn left, but that's one of those things. If you're there in person, like down on the infield, like Jason Burke is right now, the power, speed, just breathtaking, probably.
It's one of the historic venues.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where the Indy 500 is, isn't it? Yeah.
Kiss the bricks.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, it doesn't get much more historic in racing than there in the United States.
That's the place.
Yeah.
That's the place. Yeah. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. Our soccer preview show will continue. Still going to talk with Lincolnwood head coach Joe Webb, Carletonville coach Tim Johnson. We'll have Litchfield coach Chris Bates with us and certified athletic trainer Melissa Van Giesen all on the way here on Sports Saturday.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize.
All right, David Jenkins, thank you so much here on our boys soccer preview show. Going to catch up with Lincolnwood coach Joe Webb momentarily. Carlinville coach Tim Johnson on the way. And then later this hour in studio, new Litchfield coach Chris Bates and certified athletic trainer Melissa Van Giesen. Now, Litchfield and Gillespie, they're still co-opt, but it's running through Litchfield this year. It had run through Gillespie, of course, the last few seasons. So the Litchfield-Gillespie co-op will operate out of Litchfield, and first-year head coach Chris Bates will be joining us later on in the hour. Cardinal baseball for you tonight from Kansas City, and all of a sudden the Redbirds maybe have gotten hot now. They've played the Royals and the Pirates, so, you know, that probably has something to do with it, but they've won the games nonetheless. 5:15 tonight on AM 1540, FM 106.9 and 92.9. And Jack Flaherty is back, and that cannot be understated as to the importance he means to the remainder of the Cardinals season here. As when he went out, that is when the Cardinals went down, and he's back, and they're not out of it. So we'll see what happens with the Cardinals here over, what, basically the last 6 weeks of the regular season. The boys' soccer season gets underway with games officially starting a week from Monday. And Lincolnwood Lancer head coach Joe Webb, good enough to join us on the phone this morning. How you doing this morning, Joe?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, doing fantastic. And it has to just feel like a little sense of normalcy in these strange times to be on a soccer field in the fall.
Yeah, the spring was a little rough at times, but it's nice to get back to normalcy and have our preseason the way we normally would, and so we're excited about this fall.
I mean, we're all creatures of habit, and especially coaches. I mean, you've got your system, you've got an order in which you do things, and in that spring season, I don't imagine any of that worked just because of the time crunch.
Yeah, we had six kids at practice leading up to our first game last spring, so. Basketball fell into soccer, which then went into baseball, and so it was a wild time. But you know, we really kind of threw the system out and went with what we thought would work the best.
And now, when you get back into fall, talk about the routine that you want to get established here leading into the regular season.
Yeah, for us, it's just every day we're working on passing, working on our possession, conditioning with the ball at our feet. And so this first week, that's what we've stressed over and over again. And we're also focusing on competing. So every drill that we do at practice, we have a winner, we have a loser, and it really gets the competitive juices flowing.
I don't think that could be underestimated right there when you have that type of competitive nature in practice, because that's so important, because if you get into a game, you can't fold.
Right, and actually, it's kind of a funny story. The other day, one of my players stopped by my office, and he was talking to me about, you know, just the team and everything. And so he said, you know, he was talking about another player. He says, yeah, he's my best friend, except when we're doing offense, defense, drill. And it made me laugh, because that's kind of, you know, what we want to get back to.
And, you know, that is something that has changed over the years just in sports in general, isn't it? There's more camaraderie even between opponents, because they play against each other in the summer or on the same teams, whatever the case may be. But if you can get up for your best friend, you're not going to have a problem getting up for anybody else.
Yeah, and we're stressing it over and over again, just being competitive. And our kids, they've been physical in practice. They've been, you know, they trash talk each other and good natured, and they're ready to go after it.
You know, Joe, I think a lot of times, you know, from a fan perspective, like, you'll get home, well, if a team loses, well, they didn't play hard. They didn't want to win. I don't know what those types of things actually mean, but it's not, when you're actually the kid on the field, it's a lot harder to do than it is to say, just go out and play hard. Sounds easy, but it's hard.
Yeah, and I think soccer takes that to even another level, because if you play, if we play the way we want to play this year and the way some really good teams have played in the past, when a team possesses the ball, you're just chasing them all over the field, and everybody's saying you're not playing hard, but really you're getting tired because you're just chasing the ball all over the field.
I mean, that's always the thing about soccer to me. The constant motion and the shape that these kids are in is second to none.
Yeah, it's a lot of running, and you really have to, you know, the kids have to do the work before the season starts, because they're going to gradually get into better shape, but if they have to work hard during the beginning of the season to get into good shape, they're going to wear down towards the end of the season because they're just going to be tired.
And you know exactly who put the work in the off season those first few days of practice. It's very clear to you.
Oh, yeah. Yep, we see that.
Talking with Joe Webb, Lincolnwood soccer coach. And, Joe, just talk to me a little bit kind of about the expectations for the Lancers this year.
You know, going into the season, we've met, we've talked, and our expectation is we want to compete for a regional title. We have high goals for our team. And I think that if we continue to work hard, we should be able to meet those goals. You know, we're not really looking at win-loss, but we are looking at competing. And at the end of the year, we think we're good enough to compete for a regional title.
And that's a fantastic mentality. Sometimes, you know, it's almost feel like you feel bad saying, no, we got our eyes on postseason. But when you lay that out in front of a group of kids at the start of the year, what a great carrot to have dangling in front of them all season.
Yeah, and the kids actually brought it to me. You know, we were doing, this was before practice even started. I had 4 or 5 days in a row where kids stayed after training and conditioning, and they'd talk to me about things, and they were just like, this is what we want to do. We want to win a regional title. We've had a losing season the last few years. We want to win, but we want to win a regional title as well, and I love that mentality, and they're bringing it every day right now.
And I feel like there is a long history of great pride with Lincolnwood soccer.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. We've always taken pride in our program, and so that started way before me, and I'm just trying to carry on that tradition.
We had Denny Umberger in here a few weeks ago talking about Aiden Gonaldson, but I think back to that era of Lincolnwood soccer, and there's a lot of different ways to get it done, right? Like, you're not the same as Denny Umberger, and Denny Umberger wasn't the same as Aiden Gonaldson. Obviously, on and on it goes. But a culture is a culture, and it doesn't mean that every coach that takes over the program has to do things the exact same way. There's certain fundamental principles that you keep in place.
Yeah, and so when I was in high school, I played for Umby at Lincolnwood, and he just stressed winning every drill. And that's one thing that I've carried over. You know, when I was in high school, I learned during soccer, during basketball, that you win every drill. Mm-hmm. And so we focus on that, and we're trying to get back to that mentality.
So who are going to be some of the key kids for you this year to get done what you hope to get done?
Up front, we actually have three what I believe will be big-time goal scorers, and Levi Weir from Lincolnwood, and then Wyatt Kistner from Lincolnwood, and Elijah Allman from Nathoma.
And I'm trying to remember now, is Morrisonville is folded into you now this year as well, right?
Yeah, and we have Braden Whalen from Morrisonville. He'll be anchoring the back for us. He's a big-time leader for us.
And, that is a nice little mix with the Lincolnwood School, then Nokomis, and now Morrisonville. If you can pull one or two kids a year that really contribute, that can become a big benefit.
Yeah, we have quite a few athletes from different schools, and we start to put together how to play soccer, and we're an athletic team, and now we're trying to put it together.
When is your first game?
We start Monday, August 23rd, we play Taylorville.
And the spring season, I was talked about the condensed nature, so many games in a short window. I assume with the full fall now, you get more to a standard schedule with a more reasonable number of games per week?
We don't have, I think we finished the year in the spring with 6 games in 7 days or something like that. We don't have many stretches like that.
Well, so that's good.
To be able to practice in the middle of all that.
Yeah, that was, you guys made it through, but it sure is nice to have things back in the fall. And you alluded to it. There's something about having the postseason at the end as the goal. The whole season just feels different when you know it's leading to postseason play.
Absolutely. We talked in the spring about, it was unfortunate that we didn't have a postseason. We felt like we were playing our best soccer at the end, and our last few games really showed that. So now we're excited for this fall. And the postseason, yeah, that's a big thing.
Joe Webb, head coach of the Lincolnwood Lancers soccer team, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, and best of luck starting on the 23rd.
All right, thanks a lot.
Lincoln Woodhead soccer coach Joe Webb joining us here on Sports Saturday. We need to get to a break here. When we come back, we will catch up with Carletonville soccer coach Tim Johnson when Sports Saturday rolls on.
We are back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, which is brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carletonville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Mark Stearin, your State Farm Insurance agent in Litchfield. Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light duty towing in Litchfield. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. And by Nancy's Pizza in Litchfield. And we rejoin Tim Mize.
David Jenkins, thank you so much. Cardinal baseball for you tonight from Kansas City. 5:15 with the pregame on WSMI AM 1540, FM 106.9 and 92.9. Here on our boys soccer preview show, and like a dummy, I walked out of my house this morning without my phone. Which, you know, not a big deal, except I had phone numbers for said sports show on my phone, which I no longer had. But we were able to track down the numbers that were required without my phone. But now I just feel strange and empty not having the phone in my pocket. That just a weird, strange feeling. I don't know really how it happened to all of us to where if we don't have our phones, something is terribly, terribly wrong. But that is the circumstance that I find myself in. But we have Tim Johnson on the phone. We found the number. We got a hold of him.
Tim Johnson has his phone.
Tim Johnson has his phone. Thank goodness Tim Johnson has his phone. Yeah, well, hey, I don't have my phone, but he has his phone, so we can move forward. Tim, how you doing this morning?
We're good. We're not going to recreate the first time I was supposed to be on this show. I got my phone.
There we go. Things happen from time to time.
Tim, yeah, they do.
Tim, talk to me just about how nice it is with boys soccer in the fall. Obviously, with you being involved in the girls program, you're used to playing in the spring like you had to with the boys, but it's nice to be back in the normal window.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's about as nice as the weather we have today. Things just were so crowded in the spring. It was great, but, you know, it was hard to take a breath when we went from soccer straight into to girls soccer, boys soccer, girls soccer overlap. Not to mention, you know, a lot of our schools around here, especially Carletonville, we've got multi-sport athletes. Mm-hmm. So they were busy. So it's nice to have it spread out. It's nice to have, you know, starting school is a little bit easier when you have sports going on at the same time. So it's been good. It's been great.
And that's exactly right. There's something about going back to school and having sports. It makes school better, frankly. It just does.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you from a personal standpoint, when I was in high school, that's what got me to school for a little bit. Yeah. And there's a lot of kids that way. These extracurriculars are big, and we really want kids involved in them. And we got a good group out here.
And, you know, I've gotten the sense, and some coaches have alluded to it, that it feels kind of like one big season. Of course, the seniors who are with you in the spring aren't with you this fall, but in a lot of ways, it kind of is just one jumbo season packed together.
Yeah, I would agree with that. As soon as our boys' season finished, you know, the girls' season was already underway, and a lot of those boys stuck around and either trained on the side or, you know, we had probably half of them working almost every girls game and scoreboard or being ball boys, stuff like that. They were involved in training quite a bit. Halftime whistle would blow for a girls game and the entire boys team would be out on the field giving the crowd a little bit of a show. Then they just kept going. You know, when girls season ended in the middle of the summer, the boys were really hounding us to get going on stuff, and we took a little bit of a break, and the boys took ownership and started training on their own. I'd say they train more times per week on their own than they do with us. So you add those up, and they're training most every day.
Yeah, I mean that's so critical. You can only get so much accomplished in the 90-minute or 2-hour practice on a daily basis, but when you're putting in the extra work and then getting that teamwork, that's where you see massive improvement in kids.
Oh yeah, you're not going to get better without practice, that's for sure. And especially in this sport, you got to have touches and you got to stay in it almost on a daily basis. We're out here right now, actually, doing a little bit of practice, and it's just an easy, casual day. They've worked hard this week, and the only focus is touch the ball. Just get touches and get better as a team and enjoy this weather. It's great out here.
Oh, goodness, you would take this weather for the duration of the season. This don't get no better.
Oh, yeah, we'd take this 100%. You know, from a coach standpoint, we're actually think we're pretty fortunate that that we had the weather we had this week with the heat, because, you know, we're going to play in this kind of heat quite a bit. And, boy, they're ready for it now after this week.
You know, Tim, I'm just curious. Obviously, you got the turf there at Carlinville. Is it, how much hotter do you think it is playing on the turf on those hot days?
Well, you got probably 10 tons worth of black rubber pellets underneath these green grass looking strands we have out here. So, I mean, you could imagine, I would guess it's probably 10, 15 degrees hotter just with your feet. A little bit of hot foot, but, you know, you can't complain when the ball rolls this smooth and everything looks this green.
You were talking about the touches and just, I mean, fundamentals. And really, it's at the beginning of every year. If you don't go back and start with the basics, you're going to get yourself in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to learn to walk before you can run. If you start skipping some of those baby steps, then more problems will come up. I definitely agree with that. We're a basic focused team. Fundamentals, we do a lot of it. It's not always the most exciting stuff, but, you know, the basics is where the gold is.
The basics is where the gold is. Now, that is a great coach saying right there. You need to get that on some
Put
sort
that
of T-shirt.
On the t-shirt, my man.
That's exactly right. Talking with Tim Johnson, Carlinville soccer coach. And you mentioned earlier during the COVID season about how the boys team was sticking around and being involved with the girls' activities. And I know you had mentioned a couple years ago when you took over and were the head coach of both that you were hoping that it could become a Carlinville soccer program, not Carlinville boys or Carlinville girls. And so when you saw that last year, that might be the most positive thing that came out of everything last year, was to see the boys and girls teams almost coming together as one big program.
Yeah, I agree. It was great for us. You know, and even with our small district, within the hallways, you got the boys players and girls players talking about what formation we're running, what tactics we're running, or are they, you know, the boys are wondering if the girls are doing this secret play, trick play, this and that. And they're pretty synced up. And the more and more involved that we get these kids, the more that they start to teach themselves and teach each other. And it makes our job a lot easier.
Talk to me about some of your key contributors this year.
You know, our two seniors, Levi Udinski, Triton Park, who have been really two of the main guys for us for their entire tenure here, they've got a lot of weight on their shoulders, and they're ready for this from the offensive standpoint and even controlling the game. And then we have a large crop of juniors, sophomores, that are going to get a lot of looks, and we have a great freshman class this year as well. Everybody's working hard. We've got some competition spots out there on the field, and the guys are really competing for it. We feel very, very confident that we can make multiple substitutions this year and not lose any talent or skill level when we do that. We've got good depth. I'm very excited about that.
And I would imagine that coaches around the South Central are probably thinking, Udinski, and they're still there? Like, when are those kids going to graduate, for goodness sakes?
Maybe this year, but we'll keep them a couple more if we could.
But Tim, it's always amazing to me when kids have big success early in their high school careers. By the time they're seniors, it does seem like they've been there 6 years.
Yeah. I've got many times where I've thought about that for opposing schools. Like, when's this guy gonna
yes.
go? But, you know, I think that's probably just a compliment to those kids. Yeah. that they're visible when they're on the field. People recognize them, people see them, even when they're young. And we've got some players, some young players here who are going to do that again this year.
Tim Johnson, talk to me about the Carlinville goals and expectations for the year, and then kind of what you see out of the South Central Conference as a whole.
Well, the expectations for us are always set pretty high from the coach standpoint. But we let the kids make that choice. We're going to go as far as they would like to go, and they are driven to go, and they tend to be focused on a lot this year, focused on some pretty high goals, a lot of hardware. You know, they want to we're very, very happy with winning the conference last year in a three-way tie. But we want to – our goal is to try and get that outright this year. We've got our new version of the Kickoff Classic coming up. That's something that we want to compete well in and potentially get a trophy from, and then postseason play, of course. We're hoping to host some postseason out here on this new field, and we're hoping to continue to play our best soccer at the end of the season, see how far we can go.
Obviously, that was a big void last year, was none of the in-season tournaments. And I know the volleyball coaches are very happy to have their in-season tournaments back. That's a huge part of the volleyball season. And soccer is the same way. Some of these kickoff classics and soccer tournaments are just so great, and it was a shame we didn't have them last year, but thank goodness they're back now.
Yeah, I mean, in our tournament specifically, it's the kickoff to the season. Mm-hmm. You know, we start our season on the 23rd, and we have a game that day, and then 2 days later, on Wednesday, we have a game, and then we roll right into that tournament with two games on Saturday, and then a semifinal game and a final game that following week. And the new version of this tournament is co-hosted by us and our future conference, new conference member, NorthMAC, mm-hmm. As an all-turf tournament. So half the tournament will be played here in Carlinville and the other half in NorthMAC. Eight teams. Last year we had 10. About 4 years ago we used to have 12 in the Kickoff Classic. So things have changed, but the play on the field, I think, it keeps getting better and better. These local schools and everybody's improving very well, and it's going to be a good tournament.
An all turf tournament that has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, it does.
Tim Johnson, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time this morning, and best of luck this season with the Cavvies.
Hey, thanks, Tim.
Tim Johnson, the head coach of the Carletonville Cavaliers. And, yeah, David, that's a nice little feather in the cap of Macoupin County, isn't it? And we'll just have an all-turf soccer
that's
tournament.
That's really neat.
That's really neat.
Really neat.
Yeah.
Don't get a lot of those in this part of the state.
You do not. You do not. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We will return in just a moment.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize.
All right, David Jenkins, thank you so much, and we're happy to be joined in studio by Chris Bates, Litchfield boys soccer coach. And, Chris, thank you so much for coming out here, a few minutes of your time on this Saturday morning. How you doing?
Doing good, Tim. Thank you.
Well, you obviously have been involved with Litchfield soccer over a long period of time, but let's just talk about this year specifically, the Litchfield Gillespie Co-op. It's running out of Litchfield now. Just kind of talk about how that came to be.
Correct. Yeah, the last 3 years, it's been ran out of the Gillespie High School. And this year we have accepted the program in Litchfield. We're currently running with 21 kids on the team, 13 out of Litchfield and 8 out of Gillespie. We got four seniors, 3 juniors, 5 sophomores, and we have a great group of freshmen. So
that is always a good sign, isn't it?
Correct, yeah. Us being so young, I mean, we got some good talent coming through for years to come. So,
and, you know, we've been talking this morning, the youth part of soccer has been a big deal for a long time. But when you see, like, the youth levels in the Litchfield area, I'm sure the numbers and support are very, very strong.
Oh, correct, yeah. I'm part of the Litchfield Youth Soccer Association also. I'm on the board, and I'm always trying to push, like, getting these kids out there and keeping them interested, and that way we can build the program for the high school level. So,
and I mean, I've always thought for our area and our schools, local guys is the key, right? Like, Litchfield having Litchfield guys, Hillsborough having Hillsborough people, so on and so forth. Not that it has to be 100%, obviously, but when you have someone like yourself who has been invested and involved in Litchfield soccer, now that you're the head guy of the high school program, just talk. I mean, you understand the dynamics of what's going on.
That I do. Yeah. I started my actual soccer career was all through Litchfield. I played 4 years at the high school level. I've been involved with the girls program. I mean, I'm always like, I want to better the program for the school that gave the program to me. And that's what I'm doing now.
And since you've been in the program so long, though, the kids who are now under your leadership in high school. They know you. You know, they know what you expect and what you expect of them.
Correct, yeah. I've been doing some substitute teaching and stuff, so a lot of the kids even know me from that before they even got to the whole soccer program. And I did the youth soccer leagues, coaching some of these kids that are actually playing in the high school level now. So it helps me out that way.
Because, I mean, coaching, it is just building relationships when it gets down to it.
100%. If you don't have a good relationship with the kids, your season's not going to be successful. I mean, I pretty much put myself out there as a mentor for these kids and want to help them in any way possible.
And, like, as you know, you can't trick high school kids. Like, if you're not being real with them, they know.
Oh, yeah, they know. It's not like the grade school when you could trick the kids in soccer practice. It just it doesn't work that way.
You can make them think that running is fun.
Exactly.
Talking with Chris Bates here, Litchfield soccer coach. And, Chris, just talk to me about some of your key contributors this year.
So this year, obviously, we have, in my opinion, the most recognized goalie in the South Central Conference with Cam Crow. Yeah. Cam's a senior this year. He's going to be greatly missed after this year. But Cam's also trying to build the future for us and training our other goalkeepers and those kind of things. So him being back this year is going to be great. We did lose a couple kids to a couple other sports due to the way COVID rearranged things last year, that we've lost a few key contributors, but we've got plenty of upcoming people that have joined in the freshman year that, I mean, they're showing great footwork and they're going to fill those spots like with no problems at all.
And it's kind of just, you know, a basic concept, but fundamentals. If you don't have the fundamentals, it's not going to go very well for you.
Yeah, correct. We work a lot of fundamentals, a lot of ball touches, those kind of things at practice. I mean, these kids, I bet they touch a ball 500 times at practice. Yeah. I mean, each individual kid, like it's not, we don't just go out there and run. We incorporate the ball in our running drills. And these kids, I mean, when they get the footwork down, we're going to win some games.
And you're going to talk about you got to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. I guess in soccer, you got to be able to run and dribble at the same time.
Correct. Yeah, you got to multitask. You can't just kick a ball and let's chase it down. It doesn't work like that anymore. So,
you know, you talked about Cam Crow, the elite goalie, and he is. But, boy, if you had your best-case scenario, he could just stand there and not have to do a darn thing.
Correct, yeah. And most of our defense is returning from last year. So we're hoping that he doesn't have to touch a ball a whole lot. We're changing a few things up formation-wise than what they ran last year. But I think it's going to be successful.
How much of goalkeeping is mental? Because you might wind up just staying around with no action for a long period of time, and then all of a sudden you got a seed coming at you.
Correct, yeah. I played actually goalkeeper when I was in high school, and it is a lot mental. I mean, there's games that I touched the ball four or five times, but then there's games that I touched the ball when we played Quincy Notre Dame, and I was taking shots every 2 seconds. I mean, it's all mental. I mean, you've got to have the physical attributes also, but you got to know what you're doing back there, and as long as your defense holds up, they're there to protect you. So,
what are your, I guess, expectations, goals for the upcoming year?
Well, last year, obviously, Litchfield Gillespie Co-op was the co-conference champs. I want us to win the conference this year, and that's what the boys have as their goals. I sat down with a few of the guys that returned from last year and asked them what they wanted, and this is what they told me. They wanted to win conference. They don't want to split conference. They want to win conference. So that's our goal. Obviously, me being my first year, I just want a successful season, and I want these kids to come out there and have a good time and enjoy the game of soccer and win some games and build friendships. So.
And when the kids have that type of mentality and they seize kind of the ownership, you are kind of poised to have a special year. Who knows what it'll mean in terms of wins and losses and all that, but it sounds like it will be a special group and a special year.
Oh, I believe so, 100%.
Chris Bates, thank you so much for coming out, giving us a few minutes of your time here this morning. And your first game is the 23rd?
24th.
24th.
Yeah, 24th we play Raymond at Litchfield. So we get knock the season opener with a home game. So we'll be out there and hopefully see if people come out and support us.
Hey, there hasn't been a lot of activity on Lloyd Hill Field lately, so it'll be good to get it back in use.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Chris Bates, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tim.
All right, that is Chris Bates, the head coach of the Litchfield Boys Soccer Program, and Melissa Van Giesen should be getting primed to step into the studio here behind door number one.
Yes, indeed, and I'll go ahead, and I forgot to read the sponsors off the second time, so Sports Saturday this morning, by the way, is in fact brought to you by the Huff Funeral Homes in Hillsboro, Raymond, and Farmersville, by Prairie Town Feed Service, by Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare, Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, by the Litchfield National Bank, and by Woods Basement Service. And I think Melissa has made her way into the studio.
She has found her way.
Hey.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
Great to see you. It's been a while since we've had you out, and when I got a hold of you, you know, it had been so hot and so humid, and now when you're actually here, it's like the most pleasant day we could possibly have.
It's very nice out today.
But of course, Melissa's certified athletic trainer, and I think, though, that is always one of the things about hydration is sometimes people think on a day like this, I don't got to worry about it, but you do.
Right, right. And it's more important about the whole concept of total hydration. So a lot of the kids, they forget to eat and drink before they go to practice, and they forget to take care of their bodies throughout the day. So it's not just the when we're out at practice, it's the prep before and after stuff that's almost more important than during. So
you see the kids cramping up, you know, and they get the fluids. But as you just alluded to, it's that drink maybe 12 hours earlier that could have prevented it.
Correct, correct. So this week I went out and did my meet and greets and reminders of the kids and made it real important to talk to the football players especially and soccer team about, because they're outside and it's so hot, about taking care of their bodies when they're not at practice and making them understand that school's about to start next week and you need to make sure that you're drinking while you're at school too. And it's just as hard trying to manage all of those things, but it's almost way more important.
The athletes in Montgomery County have been so fortunate for a long period of time now to have access to you and other certified trainers. I feel like you guys were on the sidelines locally earlier than a lot of places.
Yeah, it's very nice. I am actually an employee of Teamwork Rehab at Hillsboro Hospital, and it's a service that our hospital provides me as a free service to Hillsboro High School. We also have an athletic trainer that goes to Nokomis that's employed by Hillsboro High School or Hillsboro Area Hospital. And his name is Eldon Reed, and he's been there for about 5 years. But he just covers sporting events and injuries and things like that. Some of the other local schools get coverage through Springfield areas and things like that. But yeah, it's not everybody, but it's very nice that at least it's comforting to know that when I can go to the field, then if there's not someone else there, that we have somebody on the sidelines to help for our, and it works out enough to where there's one athletic trainer, because I know there's one in Vandalia. And so that's at some game somewhere. So most of the time they're not left out in the cold.
did you see a higher rate of injuries this summer coming off of that condensed season with so many kids playing sports back to back to back?
Yes, not necessarily this summer, because they did kind of get a little bit of rest, but this spring it was kind of a nightmare. There was a lot of pains and strains and things that were not normal because they were so deconditioned and just not ready, and there was so much at once. So
could you speak to the difference of being hurt versus being injured?
Correct. So an injury is literally something that you should not play through. So it's a tear, or it could be a combination of even a concussion, essentially, which is an injury. Being hurt, unfortunately, when we play a sport in general, there are times where you're going to feel like something hurts. So it's a uncomfortable pain. It's something that can be managed, that you just need to learn to deal with icing and stretching and doing the things to take care of your body, that's going to help you get through those couple of days of when something hurts versus there's a issue with a ligament or a weakness somewhere that can't be helped, in a sense that you have to actually take some time off.
And of course, everyone's pain tolerance is different. And a lot of times when you're hurt, it comes down to just how much pain can you tolerate?
Correct. Correct. Yes. So it's not about playing when you're injured.
Right.
It's about playing safely. And so I try to make that clear to the kids and comfort them when they do have that hurt, trying to explain to them that this is what's going on. And I feel like if you can take care of this stretch or this exercise, it's going to help you get through it. We just got to make sure that you take care of yourself to do those things.
One of the big things now is dynamic stretching. You hear like the old stretches that I think of, you know, going down and touching your toes. I've heard people say that that's actually worse than doing no stretching. Is that correct?
Yes and no. So, I actually just had a little meet and greet with some of the local coaches, and one of the doctors from Springfield came down and talked to some of our providers about dynamic stretches versus static stretching. And we did that this past week at Hillsborough Hospital. And dynamic stretching, is super important to the sense where it kind of revs up your body and gets you ready, to perform. So it's not just the hold long thing. That is almost more detrimental at times because you're just in a one position and not a full body motion, because when we play any sport of any kind, your whole body is moving. And so doing the dynamic stretches where you're using some arm and leg motions to do a lot of these things, and it doesn't have to be that you're sprinting. It's the slow high knee things, it's butt kicks, it's a variety of different things that kind of gets your whole total body warmed up, and then doing those long sustained stretches if you need to towards the end, prior to actually going out to playing, is really the best way to handle it.
And from, I guess, a specific sport perspective, or the dynamic stretching, is it just kind of one size fits all, or for football it's a little bit different than soccer? Or
You can add some agility things into it that's more specific to that sport, but typically no. It's very kind of just generic in a sense that it's good for all of them to do that little bit of total body warming up, that it's not necessarily specific to that one sport.
Talking with Melissa Van Giesen, certified athletic trainer, and you mentioned concussions a moment ago, and you can't get ready for a football season, unfortunately, in 2021 and not talk about concussions. And I think one of the most important things to me as a, you know, someone who has no training at all is the kids, they have to be honest with you.
100%. So, I've been doing this long enough now that it's, if I don't know the kid and they start to even have a conversation with me, I can figure out really quickly if it's right or it's wrong and if they're having an issue. And it's just all about honesty and making sure, because if you're going to have that long sustained headache or long sustained feeling of goofy or those kind of things, those are legit symptoms of a concussion, and it's just going to make the whole entire process even worse and more dangerous. So being honest about it just helps you get faster, or better faster.
And you're on their side.
100%.
You know, like that the only thing you care about is their well-being. That's your only focus, nothing
right,
else.
Right. And it's been nice because we've been doing this for several years where we have this special program that we use called Impact, and I've done lots of education with the parents and the coaches and the teachers and everybody to where we're all kind of on the same page and we understand the importance of it. And they have learned that if we all communicate on the same page and do the right thing, that it all works out better in the end. And, there's less of a headache and issues involved. So it's going pretty well.
So it's, you know, it's beautiful today, but I would almost guarantee that by the time we get to Football Friday, it's going to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be humid. And I remember a couple years ago, I've lost track of time, probably 7 or 8 years ago, but it was like this in the weeks leading up to practice. And then the first week came and it was like 95, 100 degrees, and no one was conditioned for it. You can't get conditioned for the heat unless you're in the heat.
Correct. It's very challenging to be prepared for something like that. So that's why I try to tell the kids about taking care of themselves, eating. Well, there's so many times where I ask a kid if they were out on the field and they're cramping or whatever, what'd you eat before the game? Oh, nothing. And I get it. They're excited and they forget and there's too many other things going on, but it's super important that even their parents remind them, even get a sandwich of some kind, something to have in their stomach to kind of help fuel their body because they're working so hard. So
obviously you don't want to just treat it like it's Thanksgiving and just
correct.
Stuff yourself. But
correct.
What would be, I guess, some of the better things to eat in terms of the energy they're going to be burning? What should they be consuming?
So it's very good idea to have some kind of high level carbohydrate probably the day before. So a lot of times teams will have that team meal of where they're having spaghetti or pasta of some sort. And that's really a very good idea because it kind of is the carryover for the next day to prepare. But, a low carb type of thing, so a sandwich and some protein. So you really want the protein side of it. Everybody gets so caught up on bananas. It's really kind of an old school way to think about things, and it's not necessarily, you don't need that potassium always. You need the electrolytes. You need the fuel from the real vitamins and nutrients and stuff. But protein is a huge deal. So you don't want something heavy and thick, but honestly, a Subway sandwich is perfect. Something, if that's a quick thing for them, it gives them a little bit of all of it. So doing something like that is truly important. Try not to get the high fat, greasy things from going to McDonald's and stuff like that, but trying to find a little bit of a carb, protein, and maybe some kind of nutrient that involves a fruit or a vegetable. So
it's funny you mentioned about how bananas and potassium, kind of an old school way of thinking. And when you look back on things, like I remember, like when my dad was playing high school basketball, salt pills were a thing. And like you see that, you think of that now, it's like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, how would anyone ever think that was a good idea? And it's no different now, maybe not to that extreme, but there's things that were done, you know, 10, 15 years ago, you look at it now, it's like, That just doesn't make any sense.
Right, yeah. It's all about what the good nutrients that you put in your body. So those electrolyte, a lot of those Gatorade, Powerade types of things, as long as you pick the ones that aren't loaded with tons of, they make some that have caffeine in them now and different. So you really have to kind of watch, because that high level of caffeine, where some of the kids are still drinking, some of they don't do it as much anymore, but those high energy drinks, that stuff is terrible for you too. So picking some kind of low sugar, there's like Gatorade G2 and things like that aren't tons of things, but they have the good electrolyte nutrients in them that will help as well.
Melissa Van Giesen, thank you so much for coming in. And I know with your job, you hope that you're never busy, but we know that's not realistic.
Correct. Yes. I just stopped into football practice prior to coming here, and it was for just a little groin strain, but no big deal. But yeah, it's here we are. Fall sports are happening, but it's good. I'm excited. So.
And just a little plug for you. When we get into the seasons here, we know injuries are going to happen. Mm-hmm. If they do, what's the best thing?
Yes. To do? I've really encouraged all my parents and kids and coaches that I want to help. I'm here to, I'm a free service from Hillsborough Area Hospital. So just let me help. I will guide them on what to do and what they need. And then if we think that we need to go to the doctor, I always can. But typically 90% of the time I can tell a kid how to do a stretch or an exercise and we get through it. So
fantastic. Melissa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Melissa Van Giesen, certified athletic trainer here on Sports Saturday. And with that, the show is done. We are out of time. Adios, muchachos. David, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you to Jason Burke, Joe Webb, Tim Johnson, Chris Bates, and Melissa Van Giesen for joining us here on Sports Saturday here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carthenville, and Greenville. Have a great sporting weekend.